नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 25 एंड 26। उच्छिष्ट लेपान अनुमोदितो द्विजः सत्कृष्मभुञ्जे तदपास्तकिल् विषः एवं प्रवृत्तस्य
विशुद्धचेतसः
तदधर्म एवात्मरुचिः प्रजायते तन्ना तत्रान्वहं कृष्णकथाः प्रगायत अनुग्रहेण शृणवं मनोहराः ताश्रद्धया मेनुपदं विष्णवत्वः प्रियश्वस्यङ्गममाभवद्रुचिः उच्छिष्टलेपान अनुमोदितो द्विजये
सत्कृष्णभुञ्जे
तदपास्तकिल् विषः एवं प्रवृत्तस्य विशुद्धचेतसा
तद्धर्म एवात्मा रुचिः प्रजायते तत्त्वानहं कृष्णकथा प्रयज्ञात्राम्
तत्रान्वहं कृष्णकथाः प्रगायताम् अनुग्रहेण श्रेणं मनोहराः
ताश्रयामे नृपादं विष्णवतः
ताश्रद्धया मेनुपदं विष्णवतः
प्रियाश्वास्य अङ्गममाभवद्रुचि
प्रियाश्वास्य अङ्गममाभवद्रुचि। उच्छिष्टलेपान द रेमनेंट्स ऑफ फूड स्टफ अनुमोदितः बीइंग परमिटेड
Be permitted.
By the Vedantis Brahmanas. Sakrit. Once upon a time. Sma. In the past. Bhunje.
Took.
Tat. By that action. Apasta. Eliminated. Kilbishah.
All sins.
Evam.
Thus.
Pravratasya.
Being engaged.
Vishuddha chetasaha. Of one whose mind is purified. That particular.
Dharma. Nature.
Eva. Certainly. Atmaruchihi.
Atmaruchihi.
Transcendental attraction.
Transcendental attraction.
Rajayate.
Rajayate.
Was manifested.
Manifested.
Tatra.
Tatra.
Thereupon.
Thereupon.
Anu.
Anu.
Every day.
Every day.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Krishna Kathaha.
Krishna Katha.
Narration of Lord Krishna's activities.
Narration of Lord Krishna activities.
Pragayatam.
Pragayatam.
Describing.
Describing.
Anugrahena.
Anugrahena.
By causeless mercy.
By causeless mercy.
Ashranavam.
Ashranavam.
Giving oral reception.
Giving oral reception.
Manahara.
Manahara.
Attractive.
Attractive.
Ta.
Ta.
Those.
Shraddhaya. Shraddhaya.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Me.
Me.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Anupadam.
Anupadam.
Every step.
Every step.
Vishran. Vrishan Vataha.
Vishran Vataha.
Hearing attentively.
Hearing attentively.
Priya Shravasi.
Priya Shravasi.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Anga.
Anga.
O Vyasadeva.
O Vyasadeva.
Mama.
Mama.
Mind.
Mind.
Abhavat.
Abhavat.
It so became.
It so became.
Ruchihi.
Ruchihi.
Taste.
Taste.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Once only by their permission I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. O Vyasadeva, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantis, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna, and thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Please repeat. Once only,
once only,
by their permission,
by their permission,
I took the remnants,
I took the remnants
of their food,
of their food,
and by so doing,
and by so doing,
all
my sins
were at once eradicated,
were at once eradicated.
Thus being engaged,
thus being engaged,
I became purified in heart,
I became purified in heart,
and at that time,
at that time,
the very nature of
the
transcendentalist,
transcendentalist
became attractive to me.
Became attractive to me.
O Vyasadeva.
O Vyasadeva.
In that association.
In that association.
And by the mercy of those great Vedantists.
And by the mercy of those great Vedantists.
I could hear them describe.
I can hear them describe.
Attractive activities of Lord Krishna.
Activities of Lord Krishna.
And thus listening attentively,
and thus listening attentively,
my taste
for hearing of,
for hearing of the personality of Godhead,
the personality of Godhead
increased at every step.
Increased at every step.
Purport. Pure devotion is as much infectious, in a good sense, as infectious diseases. A pure devotee is cleared from all kinds of sins. The personality of Godhead is the purest entity. And unless one is equally pure from the infection of material qualities, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. The Bhakti Vedantas, as above mentioned, were pure devotees, and the boy became infected with their qualities of purity by their association and by eating once the remnants of the foodstuff taken by them. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of the pure devotees. There are sometimes pseudo devotees, and one should be very much cautious about them. There are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service, but by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. The neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction for the personality of Godhead's name, fame, qualities, pastimes, etc. Infection of the qualities of the pure devotee means to imbibe the taste of pure devotion always in the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Therefore, a pure devotee is not at all attracted by material activities. After the elimination of all sins or obstacles on the path of the devotional service, one can become attracted, one can have steadiness, one can have perfect taste, one can have transcendental emotions, and at last one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. All these stages developed by the association of pure devotees, and that is the purport of this stanza. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in his personal features but also in his transcendental activities. It is so because the Absolute is absolute by his name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, etc. The Lord descends on the material world out of his causeless mercy and displays his various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted toward him become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities without knowing that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead, and as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane nature, mundane creature are cleared. Thus, being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. Narada Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss, and he can travel all over the material and spiritual worlds without restriction. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Sri Narada heard them from the pure devotees, Bhaktivedantas, in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of all the devotees is especially recommended in the age of Kali. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Sarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Uchishta Lepana Anumodito Vijayhe Sakratsam Bhunje Tadapasta Kilbishaha Evam pravartasya vishuddha chetasas taddharma evatma ruchihi prajayate tatranvaham krishna kathaha pragayata anugrahena shanavam manoharaha ta shaddhaya menupadam krishnavataha priyashravasyanga amabhavad ruchihi. Only once, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. O Vyasadeva, in that association by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna, and thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Yesterday I was telling you that now it will be revealed that what did Narada do? And here you see, as he was serving these great brahmanas, the Bhakti Vedantas, one day he says, by their permission, anamodito, took the remnants of their food, their prasad, whatever they were eating. And just by that, immediately all his sins were eradicated. And thus, he says, my heart started becoming pure and they became very attractive to him. So there is a practical example I know in Bangalore. Five students from IIT Mumbai, which was at that time I'm talking of early 80s or something like that. That was the prime education institute in India, you know, IIT. And they're all doing their masters in different fields. And they got a little attraction, not much, but little attraction, and they started coming to the temple. And one day, at that time, the GVC was His Holiness Jayaprathaka Swami. So he was chewing on some ginger, you know. And so there was a big piece. Of course, he just took a little bite from one end. And then he just kept it in the plate, and you know, that becomes Mahaprasad. And the devotee generally will wait for that. But somehow, one of them just grabbed it, you know. And he hid it from others because others will take, you know, like that. There's so many devotees will be there. And then all these five of them, he just later on told them that, hey, I got this Mahaprasad from that. Those days he was called Acharya Pad. He says, Acharya Pad's Mahaprasad. So they all, he gave to everybody. And they chewed on that, you know, like till the end. Because they just heard something like this. And a real miracle happened. You know, all the five of them landed in the temple and gave up their studies. All the five joined at one day. They're all now managers, you know, in different temples and things like that. But the point is, just by that ginger Mahaprasad, that's what it says. Just by, that's why it's devotees generally strive to get that Mahaprasad. I mean, you can see their faces when, suppose they are the acharyas, they have finished their eating, and then they leave something as a mercy, you know. Some don't. Some are very strict, they don't leave anything, and they say no. That's why it says here, by permission. But Prabhupada in his purport says that it's okay, even if without permission you can do that. After you are going, asking for the mercy. So when the prasadam plate goes, Mahaprasad goes, you know, then they would say, hey, Mahaprasadam. And whatever you are doing at that time, you immediately rush to get that, some morsel, some little thing, you know. The same way when we bathe the Lord with the water, charanamrita. I mean, the water which flows through his toes, it becomes charanamrita. And then that also you sprinkle. Take charanamrita. That's very, very. One time, this Padyatris, I mean, the respect for charanamrita, you can see only in India. Here people don't know, so we can't blame them. But you know, I remember this Padyatris are going in, and there's a bullock cart, and the Gauranitai are there in that, you know. And people, when they see from a distance, oh, some deities are going, you know. And this priest sitting on the cart, he is giving charanamrita, you know, from the cart. And I was watching, you know, the moment they see that, and sometime he will say, charanamrita, and they just rush. They leave their footwear somewhere, you know. If the person is going on a bicycle, he will just throw the bicycle, throw the footwear. And he's not bothered what is going to happen, you know. He just take the prasad now. Just put on his head, you know. And he, you look at his face. You go to Tirupati and you go out after darshan. They're all sitting on the huge shatari and charnamrutam. Everybody's face becomes brightened. Somebody may say, it's just water or some perfumed water. No, it's not perfumed water. It has become super water. Just by in the touch of the same way for the devotees. There's no difference between the devotee of the Lord and the Lord as far as worship is concerned. As far as respect is concerned. That's why it says here, one place it's talked about the respect. What was that word for respect again? Prabhupada translated as respect. Actually, there's a. Yeah. Shraddhaya. Shraddha is respect, and also Shraddha means faith. Faithfully. That means you have complete faith in that particular thing, whatever you are doing. Like, even in the medical science, if you have faith in the doctor, then the same medicine is more effective. If you don't have faith, the medicine will work, but it will not be so effective. But if you do it faithfully, like, you know, oh, this doctor, I have full faith in whatever is given me, you take that medicine and you follow his instructions. I remember when in the childhood, there's one doctor, amazing. And you can go to five doctors, they'll diagnose it all differently. And then you finally go to him, his diagnosis was so perfect. And after that, he will give very, very minimal medicine. I've never seen a doctor recommending 1/4 of a tablet. Generally, they will just write, you know, tak, 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 okay, take this, 3 times, 4 times, like that. And it will become business, you know, because people somehow feel that if you give more medicine, that means you are a good doctor. You know, you're covering everything. Why you are giving more medicine? Because you're not sure which one will work. So you say, okay, take this also, take that also. So something may work. The same way, in spiritual life, you say, okay, do this also, do this, this vrata, that fast, go to this temple, do this circumambulance, and then go this, like that. You know, you donate to this brahmana and then do it. Something will work. But Prabhupada said, oh, just chant and everything will work. And I gave a very, very simple formula, which people somehow felt, oh, how can that be? How can that be so simple? How can just chanting some 16 words take you back to Godhead? Oh, people are doing tapasya in Himalayas, you know, and then we are doing this, as I said, you know, 3 months not eating this and, you know, all that, sleeping on the floor. In South India they do that, you know, that 3 months, right? Ayappa?
41 days.
41 days. Ayappa devotees do that. Celibate. Not touching the woman, sleeping on the floor, black hair, no shaving, no, you know. And then they go and have a darshan. But unfortunately, when the darshan is over, then everything is over, you know, like that. On the way back, they require. Because, I mean, I'm not trying to deride that, but we face that, you know, like, we had our restaurant right on the highway. And on the return, while going, they will be, you know, asking, very sattvic food. While coming back, they will just ask, oh, you don't have this, you don't have that, you know, you don't have peas, you don't serve chicken, you know. I say, come on, man, you are just, because now dress is gone, everything has gone in that, back into that normal thing. So it's like that, it described that, you know, the, what is that, elephant taking a bath in the river, you know, he just splashes, and then he comes out and rolls in the mud. See, that's the nature. So that's why here, Narada says, just by taking this, what happened to him? He got attracted to them. When you get attracted to somebody, then you listen to what he's saying. Right? People will be eager, oh, okay, so-and-so is coming, Murari Bapu is coming, this is coming, that is, and then everybody rush there to hear. And by hearing, what are they talking? If they, as long as they are talking Krishna Katha, then you start progressing. But as Prabhupada says here, if they are talking some politics, cinema, this, that, you know, there's a two kathas, you know, Krishna Katha and Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha means village talk. Who ran away with whom, who was to, you know, all that. And Krishna Katha is pastimes of Krishna. And here, three times he says, his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, everything connected with the Lord is wonderful. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Just by hearing. And that's why in the Puranas, if you see, they will always say, they'll narrate and then they'll say, those who narrate this and those who hear this will get the maximum benefit. So that's why people go, because people have that faith. Okay, at least let me hear at this. I don't know. Sometimes when you ask him, what did you hear there? He may not be able to repeat, you know. Because they're not good at narration. But he will say, oh, no, I don't know, but I really enjoyed. It's wonderful. You should also go. Okay, I want to go, but tell me what did you hear? But that's so overwhelmed. They say, no, I don't know. I can't say. So, by this method, Narada got this wonderful experience. And of course, the more wonderful experience will come in the next shloka. What exactly he achieved by this. And then he takes another bath. So that's the formula. It's very simple. But again, as I said, you should have faith in that. You know, don't do it just mechanically. Nothing will happen. Of course, as I said, medicine will work always. Like, you know, that's exactly what we talk about. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also is like a medicine. It will work. Whether you have faith or not, it will work. And the proof of that is that you start chanting. There was one instance in country which is like, you know, it was one of those 14 CIS, you know, that Russia broke into 14 of them. So in one of them, they don't even speak English naturally. They don't even speak Russian. They have their own dialect or something like that. So one devotee went there for distributing Prabhupada's books, you know, Bhagavad Gita. And just there was a beautiful lake or something, river or lake, I don't remember, river or lake, one of the two. And he was just sitting there, and, you know, on a bench. And suddenly he saw this fisherman, they just going to the river, and everybody is, one person is leading and others are chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And then they are, you know, they are going, dancing and then chanting. So he got shocked of his life. He says, I come, you know, I was told that nobody knows here about Krishna and these people are singing already. So he stopped one of them and just said, what are you singing? So he said, I don't know. But all of you are singing and, you know, you are enjoying. He says, we like this, we heard it somewhere and we like it so much we started singing, you know. We just started singing. He said, we got such a nice tune. And that makes our efficiency more. So when we are going to catch the fishes, we always sing this all the time. So now see, look at this. They were doing this without even knowing. And then Krishna sends one devotee. So these are the people ready. All you have to tell them is the meaning of what they are singing and, you know, the benefits of that. And they will sing. And that's what happened. You know, he just told them, hey, you are glorifying the Lord. Who is this Lord? And then, you know, when questions start, then everything happens. You know. Unless somebody asks a question, you can't tell him. And then slowly they just started, you know, they had a small, he opened a small center, and it became like, all of them became devotees. So any which way it can happen, somehow or the other. And that's why Prabhupada ordered that all cars everywhere you should put this Hare Krishna. People will chant. Some way or the other. And they may chant with, you know, joking, hey, Hare Krishna. But he's chanting, he's getting the benefit. Same way, you take this remnant, Mahaprasada, and you get the benefit. Maha, Maha. What is that? Maha. People don't say Mahaprasada, no? They say Maha. I need some Maha. Okay. So let me stop here. Any question, comment? Yes.
Even if someone chants Hare Krishna, they get benefit from it. But also, and there's some type of result from it, but there's different types of benefits and results, the proper type of consciousness when someone chants.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure someone unknowingly, you say jokingly, may chant Hare Krishna. It's quite different from someone that has pure intention in the chanting process. Because there's many devotees who have been chanting for years,
mm-hmm.
but yet they just really haven't reached a very advanced level.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if we're not following the 10 offenses, the general, maybe we won't get actually the real full effect. But
mm-hmm.
like you said, there is some effect there.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, anything, you know, like, it's like in the, when we are kids, small kids, we learn A, B, C, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to high school, then again you learn ABC. In algebra you say A minus B into A plus B. You know, so you are still reading ABC. And then you go to higher mathematics, you are still reading ABC. Okay, what is the difference? Right? This person, the kindergarten, cannot understand what is going on at that level. And so that's exactly what you are saying, that you will get some benefit, but if you want a full benefit, you know, then you have to have the faith in the process, and when you have the faith in the process, you have to follow the process.
Mm.
It's easy to say 10 offenses, this, that, but if you are not following it, what is the use of all that?
Yeah.
Like there are many temples, they after the Guru Puja, they chant the 10 offenses, you know, immediately, everybody will say that.
Yeah.
And then, just 10 minutes after that, you find that 3 or 4 are being already broken, you know, like.
Yeah.
So that's the human nature. So the problem is not in the process, the problem is in the implementation.
Yeah.
You know, you are not implementing the process, then what can be done?
Yeah.
But if you implement it, you get more benefit. And the proof is that those who have been following it, you can look at them and see the difference. Isn't it? The one who is not, for example, one who is not chanting properly and the one who is chanting with a lot of attention. This is it. Big difference between there.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's all up to us whether we want to progress or don't want to progress. You know, some people are happy at that level, then okay, what can we do?
Yeah.
And why they are at that level? Because they have not developed the taste.
Mm.
It's all the question of taste.
Yeah.
That's why we have the higher taste now.
They love the taste.
Yeah, we are at least making people curious. What is this higher taste?
Yeah.
What's so high about it? Yeah. And then they come and then they are going to try and then they will understand, yes, what is the high.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.